Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love.
Hey,
it's Kitty Cat Cappuccino.
It's Pat Cappuccino.
And we're here in the HeadGum studio at our new home within a hell. And we're so happy to be here with our amazing guest. You just saw her on Netflix on the stand-up side of things. Absolutely going off. Put your ears open for the amazing Robbie Hoffman.
We did never say this is Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love.
If you missed it, this is Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. We're in the pocket with Robbie.
Yeah. Yet we can't talk about your situation.
No.
Even though that's what the podcast is about.
Yeah.
And keep okay. this in.
Keep that in.
Keep that in.
Okay, but you're allowed to, we talk about your stuff?
We can go
so
anywhere.
You're exploited.
What's that mean?
We talk about your stuff, but he's off limits.
Yeah, well, this is a new thing.
Well, it's different. This is a different times.
Okay.
This is a new thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
How the hell are you?
I mean, pretty good.
I know. Yeah. What's not to love? Your life
love.
Is amazing.
Yeah, I'm in
You're
love.
Checking all the boxes right now.
How
Work
long?
Is good. Love is yes. good.
Work could always be better.
Work could always
well,
be better.
Well, never,
you know
what?
I'm insatiable. Yeah,
we're never
going to
be happy.
Yeah, yeah.
We're
what
stars.
What are you doing right now?
I got a lot of projects going.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing our podcast. I'm curious to talk to you. You about the deal that you worked out with HeadGum.
Yeah, you mentioned it a couple of times.
See,
you're
Robbie is fully in a meeting right now. We're like, oh, sorry, we didn't mean to be here.
I want to compare, you know, because it's good to know what people make people. We need to be more open with this stuff.
Yes, we do need to be more open.
If you guys were brave enough, you would say all the details of your HeadGum deal right here.
Robbie, we are cowards.
If you think I know what the details of the deal are, you're so crazy. What was I going to say? How long have you been in love now?
Long time now.
How long now?
Like 10 months.
Wow, that is a long time to be in love.
Yeah, you know what? And it's like the kind of thing, it's like anything can happen either way. You know what I mean? It's like, but I'm just leaning into being, I used to be like, I don't know, like as gay as it is, like posting and this type of thing. It's like she posts.
Yeah.
But I'm posting.
Totally.
It feels
good. So I'm like, oh, you know what? What's the big deal? Like,
yeah, what is
okay,
the big
so
deal?
I'm in love. Either way, I'm not embarrassed. I fell in love. I'm very much in love. And it's a great feeling.
Do you think there's something to be said for like, how do you stay in love for a long time? Don't you think, does it like a honeymoon phase end? And then what do you do?
I don't know, because it hasn't ended.
Yeah.
But I can love for a very long time.
What's your longest before this?
In a romantic setting, I would say 5 years. But
wow.
What
That's
I
very
do
hearty.
Think,
yeah.
What I do think is I've had loving relationships for a really long time.
What does that mean?
If I look at my sisters, I've known them for 30 years.
Well, yeah.
No, but I'm saying some people.
And the sex gets better and better and better.
No, it does get better.
I've known my brothers for a very long time.
Yeah, yeah. But then you go outwards. Yeah. Then you go friends. I've had friends 30 years now where I've seen them. So I'm just like. I've had long love. Romantic love is a different thing, but I think it doesn't have to be 100% different. It's still you're on a long, like you want them in your life forever.
Mm. I definitely feel that with Bri.
Yeah.
When I met him, I was like, almost your family to me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but
he's just so solid.
The most amazing thing about romantic love is I grew up hating my brothers. I have five brothers and they're all demented.
Love that.
And I would come home.
I'm going to have sex too.
Yeah, I would. I think I knew that about you.
Yeah, I didn't know that
how
about
many
you.
Girls, how boy? How
four boys and two girls.
And what number are you?
Two.
Okay.
What number are you?
Seventh.
I thought you were six.
No, I have four sisters.
Wild.
What? Wait, so you're one of 10?
I'm one of 10, yeah.
I did not know that at all.
I thought I knew it's that kinda, about it's you.
Thing. Where did you grow up?
It's major. I'm originally from Crown Heights, from Brooklyn. Uh-huh. I grew up like, I was born an Orthodox Jew, so yeah. No, no protection. I'm assuming your parents Catholic or something.
Yes, don't ever assume about me.
And look at me, half Jew, half Catholic.
Yeah, there we go. You.
My parents were Orthodox.
My friends.
Yeah, so.
And you know my mom, one of six.
Oh, yeah.
What number is she?
She's one.
Okay.
Anyway.
So you're born, you're Crown Heights. You're so many people.
But what were we talking about before?
Oh my God,
that?
Our questions.
What?
Oh, we were talking about love, romantic love versus sibling love.
Right, wait. Love. Hold on. I had the thought. I don't want to lose it. And it will be worth it. When you're in love, long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yes. So I hated my brothers. They're deranged, demented. Yes. I would come home and I would, you know, I always like, I would see them sitting on the couch. I'm like, mother. They're not gonna make it.
Yeah,
like, this is not, you know. And I would have to help my brother. Like, did you help your brother with, you know, his home? I have helped my brothers with geography, and I'd be like, I told you to color in the provinces. I'm like, ma, he did one color, all of them. Like, it's not gonna happen for him. It's over now.
And did it ever happen for them?
No. And my mother would say, you know, they're your brothers, you don't choose your family. And then the hack is, pun intended, for
thank
one of the
you.
Writers on hacks here.
Congratulations.
The hack here is just, you get to pick your family when you, you get one pick. Some people two, three, if they marry. But you really get one pick that you're going to make. No, I actually chose this family. And not in a gay chosen family stupid way.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah. Okay, in a real commitment, you're putting your money where your mouth is.
You're like, but you don't.
You're creating a family.
But like, what do you mean?
If you get married.
Oh, if you get married.
If you get married, if you have a kid, it's like, you're the family.
Wait, just what you said. Did I ever tell this story on the pod? It's like, not even my story to tell, but it's so funny to me. Like, one of the hack writers, Sam Riley, was seeing a bunch of extended family she hadn't seen in a long time. And she saw this aunt. And the aunt came up to her and said, oh, my God, I love your show so much. Is the lady who plays Hack nice?
No. No way. That can't be true.
Yeah.
Isn't that so funny?
That's so funny.
Okay. Are you still friends with the person who you were in? Are you friends with your exes?
Some of them, yeah. I went to an ex's wedding just last summer.
Did you break up on good terms or bad terms?
Yeah, good terms. Fine. Like, not good terms. Right. Breaking up is hard, but if you can be reasonable about it.
Hard to be reasonable.
Yeah, no, you have to try and be reasonable and
talk
through it.
You're talking to two unreasonable people.
I know.
Did you take a break and then become friends?
Yeah, I think naturally. Yeah. Not like a disgust break.
Now, do you want to get married?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. You want kids?
No.
Okay.
No kids. We are taking a page from gay men. Double income, no kids.
Yeah, that's what I want so bad.
Yeah, it seems nice.
No, I'm not doing kids. First of all, I'm not doing this again. So yeah,
right.
Yeah,
the buck ends here with this.
It's intense.
The bloodline ends here and now. There's no reason to continue this nightmare.
Yeah.
You know, being me isn't for everyone. I think it's a really hard one to get.
Yeah.
I got it. I'm doing fine with it.
Yeah.
But
better
I wouldn't do it to somebody else.
Yeah.
No,
it's
that's
a very bizarre thing to end up.
I feel the same way, except that I think being me isn't for everyone. And I'm not sure it's for me.
No, exactly. I'm at my limit with me.
You seem like you are, that you're like, have gotten around, have come around on being you.
You know what? I've gotten good at it through practice.
Yeah. I'm not
but
practicing
it's
enough.
Still, it's not ideal.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, we're dealing with it.
Yeah, that's how I feel. It's not ideal.
You were just on the precipice of a big epiphany.
Yeah.
You guys don't like being yourselves.
No, I do.
No,
I
she's
do.
Likes it.
I'm adept at it. What I love about you is you're a lover of life. You're not afraid to call out shit, to be mean.
No, first of all, I'm not. Okay, we'll talk about your boyfriend. I wasn't mean.
Uh-huh.
I had here's the thing. We were recording a podcast with her boyfriend. He's lovely. He's amazing. We were talking about excellent topics. I was on a roll.
Totally.
When I'm on, I'm on.
Yeah.
We've all seen it.
100%.
Okay. So I'm not here to exaggerate. Okay. I was great.
Yeah.
Suddenly it turns out we haven't been recording. There's no backup. There's nothing. I go, I'm no longer on. I'm like, no, I must leave. Guys, I can't redo it again. They're like, we'll just talk. We'll just do it again. I'm like, I can't just do it again.
I know
I'm not a light switch.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I wouldn't be able to express it in that way, but I do know that feeling. It's so frustrating.
So it's just like,
so
and
did
then,
you not go
and
back?
And then I also didn't like the bathroom.
Oh, so it was in person.
There was no toilet paper or something.
Oh, that was my house.
Yeah, there was no toilet paper.
That sucks. That doesn't seem like me because I'm always using a lot. Maybe I ran out.
I use a lot.
Well, maybe.
And you would think he has a guest coming over.
You would think.
I know if it was your podcast in your house, it was, you would have the toilet paper.
You know me.
So I have a question. Did you then not record?
I don't know what happened.
Boys struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were very sensitive because men have gotten sensitive.
Not more than ever.
I'll arrive at liking myself until all of a sudden something will happen where I'm like, or liking being myself. And then I'm like, oh, shoot. You know, I think I didn't get that thing. And I think if I had been someone else, I would have. And then all of a sudden it feels like I wish I wasn't myself. But I get so many things because I am myself.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't look at it like things. I just wish behaviors. Like for me, it's just like I wish I was like if I was criticizing myself, I'm like, it would suck to be. It would be great to be less annoying. Just as a Jewish people in general, I think we could, you know. But it's like, why do I contribute to that annoyingness? You know. But I can be annoying.
Who are you? And why are you annoying?
I'm very chatty.
But I think that's you're so charming.
I understand, but you don't want to be chatty all the time. So I'm refining who I am.
I like when someone's chatty.
I'm constantly refining and enjoying the things that are great about me, leaning into when I'm chatty, but also maybe I could have quiet moments and those are fun too.
Do you care if other people like you?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know how much. Yeah, probably. But you know what? I haven't felt unliked. And I could be wrong on that. Maybe everybody, I feel like people like me.
Yeah, I feel like
so
people like me.
So I haven't had like to question or to think about that as much.
Oh God, right. All I think about.
Well, there's so many
Really? Do you think people love you, you think?
Sometimes it's either they're obsessed or they want me dead.
Oh, really?
I'm sure that's not how it actually is.
No, everybody loves you.
That's nice, but people.
You're both really loved.
Sometimes I feel like though, you could be liked in. Or I feel so loved in so many ways, but never just the one way I would like to.
With a boy.
Romantic.
Romantically.
But boys have loved you romantically.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
You were in a long-term relationship.
I know. I can't tell what I want.
Well, you're still really young for a gay man.
I'm 35, but I'm a bottom.
But like, you know, Andy Cohen, how old was he when he got married?
But he's a top. He's not married.
Is he a top?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
He loves, I think that he is.
Really?
But who knows?
It's very surprising. You know what?
Why? Because he's short.
When did you first fall in love?
Yeah. When did I first fall? 17.
Wow. What was it like?
It was amazing.
Oh.
Who was it?
I can't say her name because I've said her name before. Her last name. I wish I could. Okay, so bleep her name because I have to say her name. Her name was. She's an Italian girl.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
17, she had like a little high school?
She had like, no, because in Montreal, I was living in Montreal by this point. You graduate at 16, 17. So I was in college, Dawson College.
And when did you leave the community?
When I was a kid. But okay, I was religious. I was, you know, still religious for a long time. I was kosher till 19.
Okay.
But was Italian. At this college, it was kind of divvied, like segregation. There was the Jews on one floor. It was called the Jew calf. There was the Italians, and everybody was divvied
and
by their race.
A Juliet and Juliet.
No, so I met her in this class. Anyway, she was very strange. She would graffiti and she smoked weed. And
Banksy jumped out.
I was like a student. I was good at school, liked school.
Oh, I hated school.
I was all about it.
Me too.
So. You went to Princeton.
Yeah.
That's unreal. That is unreal.
It was
great. A movie.
It was a movie.
Going to Princeton is a movie.
It was fabulous. And then you get to the real world and you're like.
But like when you were at Princeton, were you like, I go to Princeton?
Yeah. I was kind of like, I can't believe I get to go here. Like I appreciated every second.
It's unreal.
Because it's bizarre.
It's amazing.
So anyways, you're there. You're being
funny. Like, it's like when somebody goes to Harvard and like they'll be like, you know, you're like, where did you go to school? And they're like, yeah, I'm Boston.
Yeah. Like it's hard. Or they say like it's hard.
You know, people don't enjoy going to Harvard. People don't have fun there. People really like Princeton and Yale, but people don't like Harvard.
I really wanted to go to Yale.
A Harvard guy won NCAA cross country this year.
That's awesome. Okay, so what happened with you?
No, so it was just one of those tumultuous. We were 17, like literally she'd be crying in the rain outside my apartment. Like, I'm like, you're literally crying in the rain. Like, it's too dramatic.
Yeah.
It's just too much for my little, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, it was the first time, you know, I was gay for the first time. I didn't know I was gay until I fell in love with her.
Really?
We were secret for 6 months. I was outed brutally.
Oh,
I had that like scene, like Walk to Remember, you know, when she like walks into the dining room and her pictures were everywhere or something. Was it Walk to Remember?
I struggle with that movie.
I never saw that movie.
Okay. Well, it's like one of the things where it's like everybody is looking at you.
Yeah.
I was outed so brutally because I kind of, even though I wasn't Hasidic, I was still a conservative Jew.
Yeah.
So I think people like, obviously being Jewish, like you can understand the nuance of that, but most people don't. It's like, I would equate it to like being a very like conservative, you know, just like really traditional.
One time
values.
Someone told me that like in the Jewish religion, there's nothing against being gay and like there's lots of lesbian rabbis.
There are, but in a less orthodox
in reform,
sense.
In reform.
Yeah, in reform. Yeah. I don't consider those.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I had a romance with an Orthodox Jewish.
That checks out.
It was.
I could see you with 10 kids.
It was so close. I was like,
it was nine. They had nine.
We had nine. Yeah. It was the kind of thing where it was like a torrid affair, and he was like, you know, I'm gonna like leave you for a serious Jewish.
Oh, girl. You were a shiksa, kind of. You were a half shiksa.
Yeah. In his world, I was shiksa, yeah. Even though I'm not. But he was like, and I kind of knew it would happen. And yeah, now he's, you know,
I bet
kids.
If you got your 23andMe, like you would be 99% Jewish.
I am.
Like
Ashkenazi.
Yeah. Like, because it's your father who's Jewish and your mother isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But then I worry, now we could know the split. Like, you might be more one of your parents.
Oh, interesting.
Is that how it works? Like,
I bet I'm more my mom because I'm gay.
There we go.
Because gay is girl. Because gay is girl.
I feel like some, like, that has to work to some extent.
Yeah.
Wait, so how did you get outed?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So I was making out. We were at a bar. We were at Mad Hatter's in Montreal. Shout out if Mad Hatter's is still open. But we all like split in for a picture or something stupid. And then I would never touch her or like talk to her in public. I was like, you don't look at me. She was like, you know, why can't our friends like, I'm like, my friends aren't going to suddenly want to know why this dyke is around. Like,
yeah, was she out and like proud?
Yeah, she was like looking like a
dyke.
She wore layers.
She's graffiti. I'm here. I'm queer. Get used to it.
Yeah, like I had like a giant purple Guess watch. Like I was like very like trying to look rich, trying to fit in.
I would love to see you closeted.
Yeah, so I was just like, please, like we're not accepting new applicants. Like my friend group was really tight knit and whatever. So we would meet in the bathroom. So we met in the bathroom and we were making out in a stall and the stall like opened and we kind of both like splayed out.
Oh my God.
Like we're pushed out or like the door open.
Symbolic.
And this girl who you can bleep if you want. This bitch I went to school with, she saw. And it's like literally the next day, I want to say the next day or two. I was walking through the school. We had a massive cafeteria.
It's going viral. Like, everyone's getting like
no, but it literally was.
Yeah.
It was like we had like phones,
God.
Like T9ing, Blackberries.
Wow.
Like it was like, well, not Blackberries
I
yet,
know.
But people said, but the Razor had come out.
Oh.
So it was like a big thing.
Motorola.
Don't talk to me about the
Motorola.
Razor.
Yeah. So it's like it was spreading a lot. And we were like online a lot, just generally. And
what was your screen name?
And it was, I was Strawberry something.
Because
nice. I had strawberry hair.
I know,
at the
but
time.
That is such
right
a straight
hair.
Girl's screen name.
Yeah, but I've had it like, that was like since eighth grade. So.
Yeah, well, you were straight in eighth grade.
Yeah.
Mine was just Pat3188.
How did you cope? With the
I literally could have died.
Oh.
I literally.
And you had to go to school the next day.
I was already living on my own. I was so poor, like beyond poor. Like I want to take my girlfriend for dinner for her birthday to this Thai place and I didn't have my debit card. I was like, oh, I'm sure it works. And I went across the street and it's like insufficient funds.
Oh.
Like I literally was just, I had nothing and I just was like now losing my social group, which was like my whole world at the time.
So people were like, we can't be friends with you because you're gay.
Yeah, my best friend, shout out to Shani, we've since made up, but she
oh,
was
good.
Like,
good.
We can't be friends anymore. And I slept at her house like 24/7.
That is so traumatic.
Yeah, I lost my friends like this. I had two friends. My friend Allie, who I still wear the bracelet she got me.
Aww.
She was like this really rich, seemingly spoiled girl who reached out to me. She's like, I don't care what I'm hearing. I love you. Da, da, da. Like, really amazing, Allie.
You'll never forget that.
I was so poor and she was so rich. And she got $5 every day when we were in high school for lunch, which was like $3 at school. And she would always give me $2.50.
Just under enough for lunch.
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't buy the hot lunch. We would buy like two cookies and an ice cream. Yeah.
Okay, she's a real one. Shout out to Allie.
Yeah. Shout out to Allie Quinn, who literally would
split.
What's
she up to now?
She has two kids. She's rich still. Amazing. Good. Does amazing. Whatever the fuck
rich
she wants.
Rich stays rich.
Yeah. Yeah. So she and then my friend Malay, who was like dog. And Malay seemed dykey.
Yeah, well, just by her saying dog.
Yeah, dog. She's like, dog, I love you. So there were two people, but everybody else. In Israel, I did the birthright trip that summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like getting better. And I'd already paid my deposit, which it's a free trip, but you have to give $200 or something for something. So I was like, that to me was everything. Like, so I was like, and I was on this Israel trip having a time and most people had gotten over it. It's like a year after. And then, but then it came up again where this girl... She, in front of a huge group, said she didn't approve of my lifestyle. And it was, like, wild. It was, like, the second to last day of the Israel
Holy
trip.
Shit. So after that happened, were you like, okay, yeah, like,
well, her
I
brother
am
was
gay.
A flaming homosexual, and now he's out. And I actually think about how horrible it must have been for him growing up in that house, because that they were so, like, actually homophobic in a way you don't even hear. Like, I never believe people are, like, I'm like, come on, you went.
Yeah,
if
you're
like, I experienced homophobia, I'm like, I never experienced homophobia.
Yeah.
I live set, like I really just don't.
I think
but then
I did.
Stories like that.
I did. I think I did.
Yeah. No. But back that so that it makes me think like no, that was like growing up and shit like that. And his sister
brutal.
Was so anti, and his bar mitzvah theme was Cats the musical.
Uh-huh.
So it's like,
yeah, lesbian dog.
Yeah.
Gay guy, Cats the musical bar mitzvah.
Literally.
Well, of course. Yeah. Cats are girls, dogs are boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And girls are gay.
Girls like wine, boys like beer.
And girls are gay
and boys are
lesbian.
I think it could have been, I think it could have been Wicked. It's one of those like boring.
Yeah. So the one question we ask on the pod is, we're kind of already diving in, but it's who were you, who are you, and who do you want to be?
Oh, wow. Really deep.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to make me yawn because it's contagious.
Well, yawning is contagious and actually has nothing to do if you're tired.
What jacket are you wearing?
Okay, thank you. So, you know how every, like, nice store you go into has one bomber? Well, it's kind of immense. And you look unbelievable in it, and it's, like, $900. And you're like, okay, well, nice to meet you, bomber. I, like, have lately had an addiction to APC on Sunset.
Yeah.
That's a very expensive place.
It's a very expensive place.
I was going to guess APC.
You have,
or
like,
Acne.
There's, like, six. They go in, there's, like, six things hanging up. Two of them are prohibitively expensive. One of them would no human being could wear. One of them is a t-shirt that for no reason is $300. And one of them is, like, a polo that you're like, whatever, I'll get. And so that's been my experience at APC. I can't stop going in because there's this shop girl there that There's a shop girl. And she feels like she doesn't experience joy a ton, like from her demeanor, not because of working at APC, just brain chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was shopping there, she was helpful to me. And then when I was checking out, she was pulling up my, she was like, what's your email? And I started saying it and it populated on the iPad. And she said, pointed to it and said, is this you? And I go, it's me in a nutshell. She laughs her ass off for like, she laughs her ass off for 20 to 25 minutes. I feel high, like you can believe, like I brought so much joy to this girl. Like there's nothing like making a counter girly laugh. So now so between her and just like thinking I'm going to find something there that will change everything, like I can't stop going to APC. Then I go there in September. I see this bomber and I'm like, I need it. It's like $800. I'm like, I can't.
It's eight. So will you stand up and just give
it? And it doesn't, it's not worth 800, but it was 800.
Can I feel it?
Yeah. And then I go in on Black Friday and it's 40% off. So it still is very expensive.
That's a win.
But it's like really like $350 off. So I got it. And now I wear it.
Well, you know,
my
thing is jackets and boots. You have to spend money.
It's like, why is it so expensive? But you can say that about me.
turn around.
It looks great on you. I just wish you were wearing pants.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it's a little too long.
I know. This is an extra small.
But see, I love the fit of it. And I wish it cut off where that,
me
where
too.
That thing. Yeah.
Me too.
But because it's that one imperfection.
You wouldn't have gotten it.
I wouldn't have gotten it. At that price, if something is perfect. And it's always the most basic thing you're looking for is the hardest to find. You're like, surely they'll have a black bomber anywhere.
I just
you're going. But then suddenly you're looking for it. Nobody's got it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I know.
Where do you like to shop?
I do a lot of vintage. Mm-hmm. I do like consignment and stuff. Like, this is grailed because I
What's that mean?
This grailed is just an online app, a reseller. Okay. But yeah, I buy a lot of vintage. Yeah, that's where I shop, I guess.
I can't do vintage because I need to go to a place like APC where I'm like, I know that it's nice because it's expensive, and then I don't have the discernment to go into a vintage store and be like, these are actually good.
But see, I don't think things are nice because they're expensive. So I think that's a taste thing. See, I think that's where gay men are losing their way now.
Yeah, but I've never had my way as a fashion person.
No, because I think even some of the poorest people, when you think about streetwear and how it came up, how did such poor people have great sense of style?
Because I know, but I'm saying I don't have great. I do not have great sense of style.
No, you don't.
I need a curated. I know. I need a curated experience.
Good. But there are curated consignment and vintage stores. What if I could give you a couple shops that have a few things in them? They are expensive, so you'll think they're nice.
Yeah,
but they're actually quite stylish, and you can. They give you a little more opinion. They give you a little more. To say, is this me?
Yes.
Is this me?
But I don't know what's me. And secondly, I'm just coming out of a phase where I feel like I was trying too hard with clothes. And I'm like, that's never been me.
No.
And I've lost my way.
When was that?
Yeah.
Like, I just keep buying. I just keep buying really expensive shirts. And I'm like, what is this about? No. And I'm like,
I'd love to go shopping with you because you're gorgeous.
Thank you.
You've got a great figure.
Thank you.
And I really think that things will speak to you.
I know.
If and it won't be overwhelming, you know, there's a way to do it where you, because this bomber is so you and it looks great on you. And we can do that with everything.
I know. I just like, I think I've lost my way.
What do you mean?
I've just lost my way. I've lost my sense of self a little bit. Mm. But who cares? Yeah. Okay.
I think you're on your way back to yourself.
The thing I love about fashion and clothing just general, not that I'm like this fashion, it's like, it's such a way to express your identity without like surgery or anything. Like, it's actually like a harmless way to be more you.
But I
it's
never feel amazing. Like I'm expressing myself through fashion. I'm never like, oh God, like.
But you feel like when you dress up, like put a suit on, you're like, okay, now I'm giving a different energy, like a different vibe.
I'm always just like, I look in the mirror and I'm like, would I have sex with this person? And if the answer is yes, then I'm like, okay, fine. And if the answer is probably not, I'm like, well, that's not great. Do you know what I mean?
I do, but I don't look at it like that.
I know, but that's how I look at it.
I know. Well, so you might have a sex addiction.
I definitely don't have a sex addiction.
No, but you might. You might not think it is, it's not manifesting in lots of sex.
It's certainly not.
Okay, but you might. But you thinking in terms of sex only for yourself might be something to look into.
Looking not even in terms of sex, but like attraction. I think I do have a fascination of like am I attractive and how am I attractive? And if I am attractive, why is it not manifesting in like love or something? Or like, I'm not sure exactly where I fit in right now in the larger global landscape.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the sad truth is you're taught that when you're young, if you're attractive, you'll find love.
Yeah.
But that's not true. And so you spend your whole life trying to be attractive.
Yeah.
But that's actually not what matters.
I know. I think I've been trying a little too hard to be attractive.
Yeah, I agree.
And
you've always been attractive. You don't need to change anything.
Well, there were times I wasn't attractive.
That's not true, though.
I can show you pictures.
I disagree. I've seen what you're talking about. You're attractive to me because attractive is not about...
Yeah.
No. It's an ugly energy. Is attractive.
Ugly is hot as fuck.
Yeah, so I'm just saying there's like... there's everybody... Ask who?
Adam Driver.
He's really hot.
He's sex on a stick. I want to sit.
But he's hot.
Yeah, but he's but he's freaky. People think he's not.
Oh, I think he's so hot.
Let's
see. But there's a lot of
because
guys
because he owns himself.
Yeah,
we're gonna find you.
But I
we're gonna
to
find the rest
myself,
of yourself.
You're doing a lot better than
well,
you're giving
first
yourself
of all,
credit
you're,
for.
In life, you're like this.
Yeah,
we have to lose ourselves to find ourselves. We have to, you know, it's like how do you need to be checked?
Yeah.
So when you find yourself again, you're like, oh, I feel totally way more me. But had you not felt like you, you wouldn't have gotten that feeling.
I know.
So it's all horrible.
Where are you in the wave right now?
I feel in myself.
Yeah.
That's, I could tell.
How'd you get there? Myself.
But I
just like, no, but I'm, you know, I just generally, I just, there's not a pressure to get there or whatever. It's just, oh, this is life. This is what's happening today. I feel like, you know, I'm in, you know, I'm now in the game. I'm in the video game where I think of life. Like if you have a PlayStation, which always traumatized me,
I
can't do video games, but I was forced when I was young, my brother,
yeah.
I didn't know what was going on, but you click this one.
We were
you
kind
know,
of an,
I clicked
Nintendo
a
family.
Really weird Crash Bandicoot level.
Yeah.
And now I'm like level 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, we're in the game. Mm-hmm. We know our tool. Okay, we have this in our pocket. We have this.
I feel like I was like, in the game and then my gaming system like shut down.
Yeah.
And I need to like turn the gaming system back
on. Yeah, you have to like blow it in the back. And
I think you actually have a really nice gaming system, but it just came unplugged. All you need to do is plug it back in.
Yeah.
You don't realize that it's out a little bit.
I know.
And when it's dangling in the outlet.
Were you a Nintendo family or a PlayStation family?
Nintendo, GoldenEye.
Me too.
Love.
Me too.
And you know what I also love? SSX Tricky on Xbox.
Oh my God.
My favorite. Whatever.
So stressful video games. I never would have picked this one, like the globe or Earth. Like I would have picked, like, you know, the park or like, this one was just like, in Grand Theft Auto, this one looks insane.
What
like
game?
If you're like Earth, like you're going to Earth. You're going to
the one that we're in.
The one that we're in. It's such a crazy love. It's like picking the weird, like the most intense, like setting on Grand Theft Auto. Instead of picking like, oh, we're just gonna drive through like Monaco or like the park. We're like, let's go to Gotham or something. You know what I mean? It's like so intense.
Yeah.
So what was the question that you asked on the pod?
Who are you?
Who are you? And who do you want to be?
Who were you?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be. We're kind of doing them both already. Who were you?
Yeah, but whatever that means, whatever that evokes for you.
Yeah. Some people, like, it doesn't have to
like,
be
little,
like
I'm
puppy,
like, who is
like,
little Robbie?
I always had, like, stuff in my pocket. Like, I had maybe.
Me too.
That's so cute.
I always had stuff in my pocket.
Yeah.
Which pocket? You sure?
Like, no, like, let's say it was, like, the overalls with the pocket ear, right?
Yeah.
So I had a rock, stickers. Okay.
In the canon of this podcast, overalls make me feel queasy.
They're terrible, but I wore
the idea of them.
I like them as a kid. I mean, I'm 6 years old. How,
yeah, were you playful?
Single,
were you like physical?
Very, I climbed
hyper?
Trees. Very hyper. Mm-hmm. Very argumentative. Very anti-system.
Were you
I
friends
would come
with
home
your sisters?
Yes.
You did you think they were gonna make it?
I wasn't sure if any of us would make it alive.
Yeah.
I just was like, I was 10 years old. I looked at my mother. I'm like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know one thing at 10. I got to get out of here. I wrote myself a letter. I was told that I could open when I was like 18 or 30. I don't remember. I opened
two amazing
it
options.
Yeah. And it was basically like, you will know at 30 if you're alive or dead.
Oh my God.
Like you
so
will
intense.
Know if you made it or not. And I'm like, I just wanted to get to 30. And then I did get to 30 and it was really nice.
Yeah.
What do you think was going to happen?
It was just, my life was just great. Like I was just like, wow, you made yourself a fucking life, man.
Yeah.
Like you did this. And I tell my little sister this all the time. It's like, we don't have kids or, you know, so it's like, we have this language about, you know, do you have a dependent? Do you have this? And it's like, we do have dependents. Like, she does have a dependent. Her dependent is herself. She has to make sure she's well fed.
Yeah.
She's sheltered. She's fulfilled. She's inspired. And it's a thankless job. Like, to make sure you have a good life, like, and you are, you know, like, I always look back at the little me and I'm like trying to take care of her. Like, I'm always looking back at like 7-year-old me. I'm like, Rob, you gotta hang in. I'm doing as much as humanly possible to get us there.
Oh,
I promise you this, you know, because little Rob is like impatient. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And I'm like, you can't even believe how well I've done through how limited our tool belt was. Okay. Yeah. I am getting there as quick as we fucking can. I'm trying. I want to make everything happen for you. So I'm still like kind of a lot the same. But it became okay to be me. Like, I actually didn't know what it would be like to grow up and then be me. But now it's like there's like famous people-ish like me. It's like I also don't believe so much that I have to be seen in other ways. It's just I ended up being, it was fine to be me. It wasn't like the, you know, it wasn't like the randomest. It, like, over the years, it's gotten less and less random to be somebody like me. But I'm also not somebody who needs to be understood. I think we have a society where it's like, you have to understand it. It's like, don't understand me. It's fine. I understand me. I'm good. Just don't hate me. Like, I don't understand this whole thing. More education and understand. We don't need to understand everything.
Yeah.
We're not going to understand everything. Yeah. It's impossible. I won't know what it's like to be a Black person in America.
Yeah.
But I want to hear you, and I feel like it, it sounds horrible, you know, but I'm not going to purport to understand. You don't understand my shit. I don't understand you. We can coexist not understanding and having empathy for each other.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what you're going through. And that's kind of a Jewish sentiment. It's like when somebody dies, you don't say condolences. You say, I can only imagine what you're going through, because you cannot know what it's like.
Yeah.
So, but this country is trying to do something that's impossible. It's like, if you educate, you'll understand. You will not. But you'll have empathy.
Yeah.
Or you'll have a greater understanding, but you won't fully know. And that's fine.
By who?
I don't know.
Do you feel like I understand you at all?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Do you think I understand you at all?
I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Do you think you don't?
I think I do, but it's hard to feel if people understand you.
Yeah. What do you think about me?
Adore you.
Really? Aww.
Yeah, I can tell you everything I think about you.
Oh, tell me.
Okay, I think you're really, really smart. Your stand-up is unbelievable.
Thank you so much.
Really good looking. A shame that you've been conditioned by the gay community to feel something.
Yeah.
I really do blame men.
Yeah, for that. I really do blame
men,
too.
And the only thing worse... Yeah, the only thing worse than men...
Title of up.
I really do blame men.
No, I really do. I think it's true. Like, the only thing worse than men are gay men. That's what I
know.
I think.
1,000%. The only worse than men are gay men.
Yeah.
Put that. Men. That's a title of up.
Yeah, because gay men have just taken...
What happened to us?
They were on the fringe. At first, they were on the fringe, but then they got too much representation.
We used to have
too much education.
You know what happened is Glee happened.
Glee and Queer Eye.
Yeah, and Queer Eye did happen too, now that I think of it.
Yeah, and you got too much understanding.
And then all of a sudden, you didn't have to try very hard, did you?
No, and now everybody gets you, and it's not that deep,
and now you kind of ride this wave of like... of like elder queers, where it's like because you're gay, you get all this credit for being like smart in a way that's like saying
you're
is dumb.
A smart gay, and that's how gays used to value smarts, but now it's dykes only.
I know.
So dykes are the new gays, and it's much subtler.
I haven't been playing to my strengths enough. Being smart, I've undervalued myself.
No,
you're incredibly smart.
Am I being so like bad right now?
No, you're really so smart, but I think you got that. you leaned into like an anorexic running.
Yes.
Like you got really athletic, which gay men like, which men love to count things and do stuff.
Yes,
and so you were very.
Do you think they love counting things and doing stuff?
Yeah. So you were really doing that, but it's like, okay, you could do that. You achieved that.
But now I'm more muscular. I'm not Anna.
Fine. Fine.
Admit
it. You can now embrace life a little bit more.
Yeah.
I wish you just cared less about.
I know, but that's not new. I don't know what's wrong.
There's nothing. Absolutely nothing wrong. That's the
thing. I keep telling myself there's nothing wrong. I have this constant feeling that like something is wrong and I have to fix it.
Well, why don't you look at your little boy self, little Pat? What do you think is wrong with him? What would you tell him right now?
It's funny, we just talked about this in the last episode, how I'm like...
This is a bit different what you're saying.
I know. I don't know what I would tell him.
What would you tell him is wrong with him?
Nothing was wrong with him, I don't think, but
it's the world that was wrong.
What? Yeah.
But then what?
I don't know.
Because then your 70-year-old looking at you is not going to think anything's wrong with you.
Yeah.
And he's going to feel bad that you thought so. When I look at 7-year-old me and I thought, oh my God, I'm too hyper. I'm too this. I'd be like, bitch, you're good.
I am.
You are so cute just the way you are. And you're perfect. And it's going to figure out. So you telling your 6-year-old, you don't think anything's wrong with him. Your 70-year-old self looking at you is going, what a gorgeous young boy I was.
You never can feel how stupid. In the moment.
I know. It's brutal.
You know what I do in exercise sometimes? Close your eyes. You close your eyes, close your eyes, close your eyes. One day we're just going to open our eyes and you're going to be 70.
I know.
You just open. It could be this and you'll remember that you were closing your eyes and that one day you're going to wake up and you're 70. And you're just closing your eyes.
I feel like I'm going to be so happy when I'm 70.
I don't know what I will be when
I'll
I'm 70.
I'll feel like a trans person who's arrived in my body.
Yeah, you'll just be like...
Yeah. Because I feel like I'm trans of the age, like I'm old at heart.
Yeah.
So I'll probably I'll probably get like to 93, look in the mirror, and the body will reflect.
The personality.
You know what I mean?
I'll be like, you'll have age euphoria.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think like dykes do get to age in a way that's really nice. Uh-huh. We and men.
You attracted to Jenna Lyons?
To who?
Jenna Lyons.
No, I'm not attracted to Jenna Lyons.
That's okay. Neither am I.
Do you have a type?
I don't think I have a type.
Do you think you'll get married?
Yeah, she wants to.
I hope so.
What kind of wedding do you want?
What I want and what's practical. I want like Ellen and Portia's wedding, 20 people at dinner.
Heaven.
With like the most deluxe table.
Well, that
gorgeous
sounds
flowers.
That sounds pretty practical.
I know,
no,
because like
I have nine siblings.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So
it's
what I want.
You know, I would need like 50 people.
Yeah. My wedding, I'm putting this into a manifest in this, New York City, New Year's Eve.
Mm. Wow,
New York
that
City
would be the best.
New Year's Eve.
Can I please come?
You have to come. I want 200-300
people.
You
would allow crashing. Let's say, here's the link. Let's say I'm not invited, but I'm in New York and I'm crashing.
Yeah.
If I was in my wedding and I saw you, I'd be like, I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah. Like, you would have been invited if we were friends, friendly.
Yeah. If we're full friends the next few years.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What was I going to say?
And you, once you and Brian make up,
you tell him I love him and I'm 100%. Sorry I lost my cool?
He'll be so happy.
Robbie,
I can't just snap back.
We're big on forgiveness.
Okay.
Do you have New Year's plans? What should I do for New Year's?
We don't. I'm Gabby and I will probably, we might do something small with her friends. I don't know. But her birthday is January 2nd.
Oh, I see.
So what is that?
And my birthday was December 2nd.
Oh.
I'm a Sagittarius.
And what is she?
Capricorn.
Yeah. Okay. Do you care about that?
No, but is it fine?
I'm kind of caring less and less as I age.
Okay. Are my signs fine? Our signs?
I don't know.
Okay.
I only know about myself. Isn't that amazing?
Which one is it?
Me?
Yeah.
Lee.
I have an astrologer that's going to give me answers soon. I think he's in France.
Okay.
He told my sponsor about the pandemic in fall of 2019.
How'd you get into comedy?
I saw comedy in Montreal because the festival was there.
Yeah.
And that's when I really just heard of it, but I didn't know of it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I got some shit to say.
Yeah.
And it just was like such a, I had this unique experience where it's like, I didn't know of stand-up until I did it. So it was like, as soon as I heard of it, we were in university. Like it was happening.
Yeah.
It was like a summer thing there. And I'm like, and somebody got tickets. They were always giving free tickets. And we went, and then I was visiting my friends who, shout out to Shani and Winnow, who went to Dalhousie. Actually, Winnow and I had a falling out, but just Shani.
half shout out.
And I was like, oh, you know, I heard of it. Like, I was having a dinner. This is one of the ways that I'm annoying. We were having a dinner. We were having Indian food, which I had recently discovered and I loved. So I was like, let's go for Indian. So we're going for Indian.
Divine.
We're loving it. That fucking bread and the sauce. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Like, I need water. Oh, I have my thing, my pouch. I want to dress my pouch.
So... Wait, what was I just saying?
You're eating Indian food, comedy.
And I'm I'm killing this dinner. I'm sharing stories with my mother. Everybody's dying. So I'm on without knowing how annoying it is to be on.
Yeah.
Now that I know, I would do it less.
Yes, yes, yes.
But that's a way that I'm annoying in real life, or used to be more.
Oh, God, it's the greatest
rush. And I was
like,
I'm going to do stand-up comedy. And my friends, to their credit, again, like they were not judgmental about this, but they would have been by all accounts. Like if I told, they were like, yeah, that checks out. And I started it. And I was like, I asked this place, I was like, what's the best place to not do well? And I did it at some loft where everybody was like older, like, I don't know, maybe like 30 or 28, drinking and all this stuff. And I was pretty sheltered. So anyway, I do it and I was going to give it 6 months, like if nothing. And then I was doing pretty well for that city in 6 months. But yeah, it was the kind of thing I just discovered and I got to like watch it as I'm learning. Like I didn't have, people always go like, what's your influences? What's this?
It's
like, you know, my family, me, yeah. You know, I always had like, you know,
I
because,
don't have
but then
either.
I did go back. I was watching Ellen for the first time. I was watching Eddie Murphy. I was like, somebody should do something with him. Like all these people were like, you know, when you never heard of a stand-up, like,
yeah,
but they're massive stars. It's like, you know, Eddie Murphy from The Nutty Professor. You don't
That's
know him.
That's me. Every time I Uber, they say, what's your job? I say, I do comedy. They tell me, like, there are 9 favorite comedians that are, like, huge. I've never heard of a single one.
Yeah.
I have a similar thing. I was like, do girls even do it? And then I was like, okay, wait. I can do this.
When did you start?
Well, you're...
Princeton?
No, you remind me of something. Ugh. Like, your friend supporting you is so huge. I remember I was at Princeton and I told this guy I'd hooked up with I was going to join. I wanted to audition for the improv group. And he was like, really? I don't see you doing comedy. And so I was like, okay, I guess I'm not going to do it. And then it would take years before I even thought about doing stand-up.
That's so insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like really, I was so scared. It was so male-dominated. I was so intimidated.
I didn't start doing stand-up probably till I was like 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Not for nothing.
Yeah. No, I started also like 23, 24.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was like, I just heard of it.
What's your end goal? Who do you want to be? What's the final form?
What about now?
I want to be.
Oh, who are you now?
Who am I now?
You like the game system that you're playing?
No, I don't. I don't like
you.
The
don't
game.
Like the game.
You like the level,
but you feel like you're in the game.
We're alive in it.
Yes, you have. Yes,
like
you're
okay,
your,
we're
you're
actually
the
doing the game now. We're not like
you're jumping on the Goombas.
Yeah, like I can.
What's
yeah,
that?
I
they're
can,
the little monsters in Mario that you jump on to kill.
Cool.
Yeah. So
mad respect to Goombas.
I'm in the. It's such a big. I think I'm still in the phase of where I like. Where I'm like getting comfortable with my life. Like, I'm just like trying not to panic as much, you know? Like,
it's
okay,
so
we've been doing this for a while. We kind of know what we're doing. It's okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, my life gets bigger. And then it's like, you know, it's like by the time you, like, if you're working a regular job and you have a promotion, it's like, am I ready for this? You know, it's like, it's always that a little bit. And who do I want to be or what's my end goal with this is like, I want to be the most me and I want to be the biggest possible. And I mean that in, I love volume, size, all of it. I want it. This is something we talked about with your boyfriend, but if I was watching the show Surviving Death, have you seen it on Netflix?
Oh, I thought
you were
going to say Survivor.
6 episodes on Netflix. It's a clinical look for the first time.
At life, I like people who
are near death experiences.
Yeah, well, into stuff like that. Into
OA.
Death and the chemical, like into it, like. Clinical neurosurgeons, like people,
oh, I've
like
seen
researching.
This. Just like ones like that talk about signs and all that kind of things too.
I don't know about signs.
Okay, keep going.
But there was an episode about reincarnation,
obsessed.
And there's all these episodes, and it's like crazy because historically, if you have like a lot of examples of the same thing, science would demand that we take note of it and mine the data and find patterns.
Yeah.
So like, why wouldn't we for anecdotes like a near-death experience
or
something like this?
I love that stuff.
So they do the scientific approach for all these things now. But the big takeaway from all these 6 episodes is like, you know, you should really know it. You as quick as you can find the value of life, the better. So love, relationships, you know, that sort of thing, because the material world is fleeting Yeah, and so what's really important is, like, your love or connection, stuff like that. And my takeaway was, like, the only thing I know is the material world's leaving.
I know.
If I can see my grandfather, my Zadie, after this somewhere.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Then let me have a Porsche now. Let me have, like, if I can't have things,
right.
I like things.
Yes.
And I like to touch
things.
This is
things, your one time
like,
to have things.
So this is my one time to have things.
So you're saying material stuff being fleeting is a reason to...
To grab it now.
So that's why I
hot.
Want like the nicest house you could think of.
Yeah.
I want the gorgeous old cars. I love things a tremendous amount, but I don't like a lot of things.
Yeah.
I want one stunning house.
Mm. Yeah.
One or two gorgeous
sometimes homes.
Sometimes I desire to have homes in different places.
Yeah, I'd have a pied-à-terre in New York and stuff like that.
I'm craving a pied. Like, all I want is like a closet I can go for in a pied different right cities now. And just like, oh, I want to fly first class. Like, I want it all.
Fergie in the glamorous video.
Yeah.
Popping champagne, a little bit of my life.
Almost solely by money.
Really?
That is when
people are like, what motivates you? What's your path? Literally.
Really?
Money. That's get the money. I love it. Having it and having it, it is the best thing to have some money.
1,000%.
It is amazing.
I do think, like, I used to be in this place where I was always on Redfin looking at wonderful houses, and it would motivate me to do my career and, like,
yeah.
I've lost my luster for my career. I don't know why. It doesn't excite me.
Well, because you're in a writer's room nonstop. People in writers' rooms, that happens for some reason.
I know,
reason.
But now I haven't
I don't
been
know
in
why.
One for a little while.
What?
Now I haven't been in one for a while because
not really,
strike.
Like 2 weeks.
No, but I was in. But then I was in one for like 2 weeks, and then before that, I wasn't in one for five months. I was in one back to back. I will say from July of 2022 until May of 2023, literally back to back rooms, and that was like a blessing or whatever. But then I was not in a room from the strike until October, and then I was in one for 2 weeks, and then I haven't been one since, and.
I feel like with your book, you're getting back in touch with what excites you.
Mm. I am.
The written word.
The written word.
We love to work.
I love to work,
but that's what I'm...
That's what my boyfriend gets mad at me about. I care too much about work.
Yeah, mine too.
Really?
Yeah, that I work a lot. I didn't even realize that I work a lot.
Yeah.
We were sick. We don't understand. That my brain's never not thinking about it.
Yeah, I just... You know what? Because it's like the biggest luxury I have in my life. So besides... liking money, and that's a real thing. The luxury of my life is that I love what I do.
Oh, what a blessing.
Because I used to, when I was an auditor, I graduated in accounting and I did finance. Anna Fabrig and I have a very similar past. I know she was in finance too. So
oh my God, that's
mutual
wild.
Friend, name drop. Shout out to Anna.
That is wild to think of you and Anna auditing my company.
Yeah.
No, but literally. So
I saw my little cousin this weekend and she's graduated college as an actuary and I was begging her to tell me when I'm going to die, but she wouldn't.
Yeah.
Die?
Actuaries tell you when you're going to die.
Well, they do like statistics math.
What's an actuary?
Risk. They do like risk assessments and stuff.
They're oracles who tell you when you're going to drop dead.
Is that what Ben Stiller is in Along Came Polly?
Yeah.
Literally.
Okay.
All right, sorry. But anyways.
And we're
no,
back.
Maybe it was Schmidt or something.
And we're back.
Yeah. No, but it was Along Came Polly. You're totally right.
Yes.
He's like,
but he does it
break.
Again in another movie. Some weird movie.
Yeah, he plays the same. He plays the same.
Faint.
Yeah. I don't know. What was it?
You were talking about graduating as an auditor.
Loving what you do.
Oh, yeah. I would like hate work. Like the dread of Sunday night.
Oh,
like,
my God. I know.
Getting up. It's like there's actually nothing worse.
I know. We're so
worse.
Lucky.
There's
we're so
still
lucky.
Nothing
so
worse.
It's
like
hard to remember.
That feeling that you're all having if you're working for somebody else and you're giving your 50 hours a week to somebody else. And
yeah.
It's like you are living the worst feeling.
Yes.
And
you're selling your life away.
Yeah. Waking up and enjoying what I do. Like even my first writer's assistant job that I got.
Oh, I could never be a writer's assistant. I couldn't do it.
I loved it. Like because I was leaving audit. Like
what
I loved
was your
working
first job?
On the show.
What were you on?
It was on Odd Squad. It was a kid show. I ended up winning a Daytime Emmy for an episode.
Okay.
Shout out to Odd Squad. Like literally, I just loved being around it. I was in the writer's room. I also have only ever worked for the best cis white men that ever were.
Yeah.
I have like no bad, like I was promoted at every turn. I was encouraged. They came to see my stand up. Like,
hell yeah.
Just wonderful. Shout
There's some
out.
Good ones out there.
Yeah. So, yeah, the biggest luxury is getting up and loving what I do. Like, but that is also the hardest thing because it's like, can I keep this going? It's that is like the biggest luxury of life.
Yeah.
Because it's a hard now we're working for ourselves. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I know.
And
I'm
not
feeling
consistent.
Galvanized right in this moment.
Good.
You're feeling what?
I'm feeling galvanized right in this
what
moment.
What does that mean?
Galvanized means like
excited.
Reinforced.
Oh, good.
Like,
invigorated.
Yeah, kind of. I always
when I hear galvanized, I think of a frog. Like you're electrocuting a frog and it's like it's galvanized.
Oh, that's so interesting. Because cool. For me, galvanized actually makes me think of when I was in seventh grade for the play, like there needed to be like an old timey maid mopping something.
Sure.
And so, you know, I'm like when you're doing a play in school and like the teachers are always like, and if anyone's mom has like this, bring it in because we need it as a prop. They were like, we need a galvanized bucket.
Oh.
Which is kind of like, and I went to my mom and I was like, do we have an oversized bucket? The old maid needs it to mop in the play. And she was like, and then she had one, but it was like, there was like a, it was like a seasonal one. There was like a snowman spray painted on it. And I was like, that isn't going to work.
What does that mean?
It's galvanized.
I think
bucket.
It's like when it's like, it's like when it's like metal.
Do you guys know?
Yeah.
It's like a metal. It's like the picture a bucket.
It's like a metal tub.
I picture a red bucket.
No, it's why? Like what's galvanized? Just that word.
Electric.
Oh, I thought it was like.
I think it means like hammered in.
Oh. We're hacking the mainframe. She's hacking the mainframe.
Galvanized. I think galvanized means like if I feel galvanized, I'm like reassured or something.
So have I been galvanizing?
You have been very galvanized.
Yeah, you're an amazing, you have an amazing
I feel very
energy.
Seen by you.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel so lucky that you exist because you're so unlike anyone else.
I find myself thinking sometimes I wish I could ask Robbie Hoffman advice on something.
You should.
The only other person I think about that is Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Well, ask us both.
Yeah.
By the way, you could, I am so good with a random call. If you ever, I had that.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Blair Sochi once
I haven't seen her
me.
In so long.
Yeah,
I need to watch her special.
Her
she's
special.
Oh,
she's
incredible.
I love
because
her.
She's the funniest, sweetest girl.
Wait, she's in LA, right?
But she was somebody who's like, I wanted to call you for advice. And she did. And we talked about it. And it was excellent.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to happen again. You can happen at any time because I love giving advice. And I actually do think I give really good advice.
We should have Blair
what
back
advice,
on.
I know. Let's. Yeah. On the list. What advice would you give to someone, I don't know who, a woman or a person like me, who might be feeling really down in their work situation?
Why are you feeling down in your work situation?
It's just been a really tough year.
Has it?
Yeah. I won't go into details on the pod, but it's just been like, you know, when you're just in that, we're like, I'm getting a lot of no's because it's not really.
Yeah. Well, you, I think my advice for that is just, it's going to look like this.
Yeah.
And to feel good again, you have to go through this. Otherwise, you're not ever going to appreciate the good work. It's like somebody who's in a room for 4 years straight.
Yeah.
Okay. Needs to not be for a while to then appreciate getting work again.
Yeah. And what about comparing yourself to others? How do you avoid that?
That one's a really hard one to do.
It's brutal.
Comparing yourself to others, how do you not?
Or how do I not let it get, it's really, I have a sickness. It really gets to me.
Yeah, it's but hard.
I find myself kind of harping on the same thing. And I'm like, I know I don't want to care about this anymore. Like, I want to just be happy eyes on my own paper, whatever.
Maybe we both have OCD.
For sure. Of course we do. It's difficult. You know,
I think
difficult.
You should, I think if you, I think you could be. We need a solution for social media.
Yes, God.
I think we really need to find the phone that isn't. I did at one point buy the light phone, which is a dumb phone.
I know. My friend, my
but it's
my friend
not,
informed
it doesn't
roommate.
Work even
oh, really?
As a phone. We
really?
Need
someone
an iPhone to have two toggles.
I know.
If you're in Cupertino and you're working at Apple.
Listen up. Cooper heads.
Okay,
I didn't know where Apple headquarters was.
Come on,
I think it's in Cupertino.
Cupertino,
isn't it?
Yeah. It's the clock.
Because everything says like
what's
made in
Cupertino, California. When you go to like the time in different cities.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Cupertino.
Okay.
Okay, we need a toggle that like day phone, night phone.
Yeah.
Like, and just like.
Which one is the bad one?
I'm just saying,
which
like,
one's
or
one
whatever,
that makes you
like
Ill.
You have an hour of
social
media. Social
phone, private phone.
Yeah, or just like. If they should just ban it federally.
Yeah.
I think they should just, there's a federal ban. Everybody has to go back to getting the flip.
Razor.
Bring it back to the Razor.
Razor was the peak T9. Of civilization. Like
the
like,
pink Razor was.
Late capitalism started when the Razor ended and like everything else began.
I got my iPhone like the day before I went to college. Can you imagine that girl?
Oh,
the
wow. You're so much younger than me.
The power that girl had.
You're so much younger than me.
Thank you.
Oh, my
when
God.
I was in college, it was Razor. It was Brick. I was playing Snake on a Nokia in college. I'm on the college campus. I'm playing Snake on a Nokia.
Imagine. Picture it.
Yeah. I'm on the quad playing Snake on a Nokia.
No, I had a cell phone where I would buy calling cards like for it. Like I would fill it.
Yeah.
Like that's how that it was like dire. Yeah. I can't imagine. Now I'm sure it's really cheap, but it was like communications in Canada were. Outrageously expensive.
What's your connection to Canada? Now?
Yeah, because
so
I hate Air Canada.
Montreal. Yeah, no, it's the worst.
By the way,
it is the
it's
the
not fair.
Old planes.
Yeah. It's not fair.
You know who hates it?
You know,
had a bad
I'm worried
experience.
About something.
Who?
Nick Vial, who you're close with, probably.
Oh, very close with. No, he
have
hates
you met
it.
Him?
No,
you know,
I haven't.
He's the one for me. I would.
Who's the one for you?
Nick Vial.
He doesn't
he's married
really.
To a woman. I would risk it all for him.
Really?
I would
see,
marry him tomorrow.
That's your problem.
I think he's mean in a fun way. I think he's hot. I think he's smart. I would marry Nick Viall tomorrow.
But see, this is why you're not going to get married, probably.
Why? Because Nick isn't interested.
No.
But what do you mean by that?
It's just, you. I don't know what it's connected to yet.
Yeah.
But let yourself just fall in love.
I do let myself just fall in love.
With any, it just doesn't matter.
It doesn't quite matter enough. Or like, I don't value the right things in someone. Or I put someone on the pedestal so quickly, and then it ruins it, doesn't it?
I don't know. I think it's just like, there's too much, and this is a problem with most people, but us. But I think the gay community started this.
Gay, I want Robbie to I want Robbie to run like a charm school for gay men.
No, literally,
that's a reality show.
We need
show.
To pitch literally. That reality show. Literally.
Robbie Hoffman teaches gay men.
Oh my god, Robbie's charm school.
I need there's something better.
Mm-hmm. Always or something
versus well, no, versus watering.
See, I'm not even like always or something better. I'm like, that's it. That's what I want. Like, I will do whatever it takes to keep that thing. And then if I lose it, I'm like so upset.
But you won't do whatever it takes to keep that person.
I will. Nick, Vile, I'll do whatever it takes.
No, but have you had somebody and done whatever and wanted them and done whatever it takes?
Until they don't want me, except one person. I've had only one boyfriend, really.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know what the problem is.
I know.
But
we're getting close.
We're getting closer because I think a lot of the problem is you finding yourself and loving yourself.
Yes, 1,000%.
So when we get there, then we can talk about who else or what else or what that looks like. But I think that
I'm on a self journey right now.
Yeah, the galvanized thing that we were talking about. That's more where the stuff is now.
Yeah, I'm going on
bucket core.
I'm going on Robbie.
Yeah, and if you do have OCD or obsessive compulsive thoughts where you ruminate about stuff like that, there's sertralines, there's really good medications that could help you feel really good.
Yeah, I'm on the Prozac. You should get back on.
I should get back on.
It's been really helpful.
It's really helpful.
Are you on?
I got off for a few months and
I've
it was like night and day when I got back on.
I gotta get back on.
And why did you get off?
Just that classic, like, I don't want to take things.
Yeah, that's where I am right now.
Are you on birth control and stuff like that?
Not right now.
Because birth control's a
She's
real...
trying. They're trying.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're trying.
Not at all. Yeah, don't go that way. No, you know, my health scare, I got off everything.
Oh, yeah, what happened to your... Did I reach out? I was worried sick about you.
Yeah, you wrote a really... You wrote a very nice note. Yeah. No, I was talking about it was crazy. But yeah. At that point, I got off all my meds just to see, like...
What happened? Was it like a Hailey Bieber thing?
It was
like,
exactly Hailey Bieber's
you're
thing.
Kidding.
The exact same heart defect that I didn't know I had.
And they fixed it now?
And now she has a smoothie at everyone.
I wish. No, I feel really connected to her. I need to meet her.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre.
I have to ask
It's one of those things that sounds really
we
freaky,
saw her.
But they can fix
Gabby
it.
Gabby and I were out for dinner in Montauk.
Okay.
When we were doing Bethany Frankel. Shout out to Bethany
You
Frankel.
Have to introduce
Shout
me to Bethany.
Yeah.
I have to say this. Have I said this in the pod? You know, Bethany watched my special and sent me a note.
You never
Do
told
you
me
see
that.
How kind Bethany Frankel
No, you told me she followed you. She never told me.
She messaged me.
You
She's
never
unreal.
Said that to me.
She's unreal.
There's How? No way.
Yeah, because
no way
she knew you would get mad. Look at this.
No, there's no way I wouldn't tell you that.
You did not tell me she sent you a note. That's not something I would
I would
forget.
Always tell you that.
You told me you sent me a screen grab of her following you.
Oh, maybe I forgot to mention
She
it.
Follows me as well. Does she follow you, Pat?
No, she doesn't know about me.
It's only a matter of time. Look at this.
What's interesting is I am in a place where it's like, I love my career. I love the things I've gotten to do, but I am like one rung lower than like most of the people I started with. So sometimes I'm like, what's
well,
that
who's
about?
On your rung?
I don't agree with that.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I was in New York with, like, and I love all these people, like Matt and Bowen and Joel. And, like, but like, I am a rung than some
I
of
think
the people
I feel that way constantly. But it's this, like you were saying.
Yeah, it's up to
It's
downs.
Like, yeah. And it's like you can make your own rung, too.
Yeah.
And
I don't need to be, like, the most famous person in the room. I have never needed that until this current moment where I'm like, wait, was I not
Do you
not
feel like
enough?
It's L.A. or do you feel like it's what?
I think you know what it is.
Yeah.
I do need it. I think I would love to be tremendously huge because I want to do stadiums. I want to do arenas.
Yeah.
I want to feel bombastic.
Yeah.
I love volume. I love loud.
But you're so
I
good at it. It's
that.
Natural.
So, and I think we'll have our own problems with it when we get there. But I guarantee, and this is that I'm going to be somewhere in the Pacific Palisades at some point, and you're going to be over, and we're going to be having just the most amazing dinner, and we're all going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Slow and steady wins the
that
race.
That is so lovely. It'll be like that video of Sia's dinner party where she sings a cappella. Oh. And I'll start. Have you seen that video?
No, I haven't, but maybe I ought to check it out.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Wow. What we do like to tackle is
do you feel hot?
Do you feel hot today?
I feel good today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel hot today. I think like being kind of like the room being cold and having to kind of snuggle in my bomber.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Robbie looked at the monitor and told me I looked hot, that changed everything for me. So I'm good. I'm hot today.
Yeah. Like I'm a good girl like that. Like I will help you out. Yeah. Well, like I know what like, girls. I have sisters like,
yeah, you'd be like, no, move she your needs shirt to know.
Does she look fat or not?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
exactly.
Let's be honest
it's
right
a,
now.
It's a constant struggle.
Yeah. It's like.
Are you the only gay in your family?
I am.
Wow.
Wow. And so are you close to your family now?
Yeah, a lot of them. You know,
they come to the taping?
I'm close to like, no. I only invited to my friend Natalie Norman. Shout out to Natalie Norman in Toronto. But everybody had their families there.
They must be so proud.
Oh, well, my mother just got it on video the other day. She's living in Regina, Saskatchewan. Oh. They don't have Netflix there.
What?
But she said she's heard of Netflix. They have Crave, and I have a special on Crave. And she watched that again, which is not the same thing, but thank you, Mom.
That's amazing.
And, but my brother torrented it for her. I just got the video.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, I just got the photo. I'll send it to you. Or I'll show it to you. Send it to you. Look at this. My mother watching me. She said I was very likable.
Oh, my goodness.
She said I just have it.
That is so sweet.
She said, I just have
it. You do just have it.
She called me. Thank you. She called me. She was like, you know, a little bit like Jackie Mason and this. And she said, you know what? I had a joy about me. She said, you're not like a mean bitch.
That's what I was saying earlier.
Even though I'm talking about such things, she said, you have a joy about you.
You do have a joy about you.
You love life.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to be there.
I want to be thrilled to be there.
You are like.
I was thrilled to be there.
You are.
We're getting back. But it's okay not to be thrilled to be there a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. I feel okay. Who do you have a crush of the week?
Gabby, Wendy.
Gabby, of course. Of course.
What makes this relationship different from ones you've had in the past?
I'm just so in love.
Yeah.
What's it feel like?
It's just like really scary and really exciting.
What's she like?
She's so fun. She actually hates, we got into a mini. She doesn't want me to say she's funny because she thinks it's like coming from a condescending place.
I see
it's
what
like
you
I'm
mean.
A comedian. Like she's actually funny.
Yeah.
She's on the writing side of things.
But obviously the whole world, like, or the whole, to me now, the whole world is Bachelor Nation. Shout out to Bachelor Nation who's been
true. I can't believe you're like, it's
amazing overlap.
It's incredible.
Yeah. The mashup of The Scent.
When I saw you in Bethany's home, I screamed and threw my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the biggest one of his year.
That was very random. I think you messaged me, which
I did message
very
you.
Kind.
I know I shared it to my story.
Oh. No, it is the randomest collab, but you know what? It makes sense. But she is in Bachelor Nation. She was the funniest, so it's
there
like it actually isn't that random. And I'm like, but yeah, I think a big difference is I've never been with funny.
Yeah,
and we're always funny. You but when do we get to laugh?
You gotta laugh.
So now I'm like laughing, having fun, like just also the biggest difference. And I used to think it was so gay and not true when people like, oh, like I'm with my best friend or whatever. Mm. Like, because I never was friends with my girlfriend. I think I had a girlfriend who I was with for 5 years. She did bore me quite a bit. And sometimes she would say to me, I feel like when stuff I say to you, you're not interested.
Ooh.
And I wasn't. And I really was. But this girl, I'm like, I love hanging out with her.
Oh,
yeah.
So, sweet.
So, and like being in, you know, like not all, like we're hanging out, but we're cuddling. It's like you get to touch your best friend. It's like such a mind fuck. I'm like, I do want to touch her, and I get to.
Yeah.
Heaven.
Yeah. It's just great.
That is so great. Do you have a crush of the week?
Crush of the week. Well, I want to address my water bottle, which is really a huge part of my lifestyle. You know, I'm trying not to buy a water bottle every time I go to the airport, but I have to get my 3 liters a day.
Wow.
So I looked this up and it's a flat water bottle and it looks awesome when I drink it. So for those lucky enough to go to our YouTube, you can now stream Seek Treatment on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, you can.
And you can watch this awesome sort of reenactment.
Let's see.
God, that's so erotic and fresh.
That is the worst thing I've ever seen. If it was at least like, you know what's good like for a hike, like the ones that are on a backpack and have a straw.
Well, it reminds me.
Yeah, but this is better because I can fold it up and put it in my bag.
But to me, it invokes a colonoscopy bag.
That's
what, to me, it invokes.
It's just like, I'm such an overpacker that if I'm like, should I throw a water bottle in there? It's like, no, it's not happening. There's no room for a water bottle. This, there's room for.
But you know what? You can get the carabiner and put it on a water bottle and just clip it.
I'm not dangling at the airport. Okay. I'm not, Robbie. I'm not dangling.
Well, you know, I've been pitching this, and you and I'm very new to stealing. I'm very new to anti-capitalism.
Yes.
But in the airport, I forget, I was with a huge comedian. And he was like, oh, they're just begging you to take water from the thing.
Can you say,
so you can just walk out with the water. But you can because they're stealing from their employees.
You're right.
And
I'm
they're
so
stealing.
Scared.
You're not the one stealing. The corporations are stealing.
Okay. You steal it, but then you give it to the girl at the counter.
I stole once in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've stolen
so
much.
But you have to. Yeah. You don't steal from a mom pop shop.
No, you don't. You don't Demi Lovato.
No,
but you think the Hudson News with the three women they have working there?
I know
they're paying them. No, they're stealing. Believe you.
Hudson News. That's so triggering to hear that. It's like it puts you in such a bad mindset.
I know. It's the worst airports store. Used to because we didn't travel growing up. So like when I first started traveling for work, it was like so glamorous to be in an airport and to see a Hudson News and to like go in and look around and like I would get to the airport so early just to walk around and see people going on their trips and like And now it's like such hell to me.
It's hell.
And I used to see commercials where people were like, oh my God, traveling for the holidays, the worst. And I would be like, no, like it's so magical. But now I'm like, those commercials were true.
You know, I need to get in the lounge more. They're really weird about the lounge.
Oh, what's happening? Because I'm going to discontinue my Delta.
I love
heard
Delta.
They're cutting it off.
I'm not a Delta.
Delta
girl.
Even I have so for my flights.
I'm a United girl.
So what's United like?
I hate United.
Well, I'm a United girl because I'm from Houston and they have a hub. But, you know, the other thing about Robbie is that when you're the kind of person that your personality is so infectious that I start imitating you.
I love it.
It's like, if people do that to us too, but I feel like I'm like, well, you know, let me tell you.
Because I could live in a world like this. That I wouldn't be as annoying to people. Everybody would be annoying.
Nothing about you is annoying.
Yeah, thank you.
So, I've only ever gotten to do it when I had an international flight. I have never been able to, you have to pay otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, you're kidding. Even when you have the card? United's terrible then.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm still learning about credit cards. I'm new to the community.
I've been Delta like since I was
since day dot, love.
But since early days. But I haven't. But then like lately, they just have never been having flights. So I had to, I'm taking United
they have
to Denver.
No,
yeah,
it's all connected. Like they don't have
it's
planes.
All, yeah, they don't have enough planes.
They don't have planes.
But I will say it's like I paid for first to get from Baltimore to LA. I walk on.
No.
There's no sleep masks. There's no lie flat.
It wasn't lie flat?
It wasn't lie flat. I'm like,
to pay for that ticket and not lie down.
And then I said, I had to like, you know, when you say something that you're like, you need to know that this is a criticism. I was like, so which planes have the lie flat? I said. And then the stewardess, not her fault, of course, but she was like, that's going to make the 718s and the 7110s. And I was like, I don't know
that's
the numbers of the planes. Like, no, she means, like, not even time, like, the model of plane. Yes. I was like, oh, next time I'm booking, I'll have to look at the model of plane. But I'll follow suit with Catherine doing a visual one to throw to our YouTube and say my bomber is my crush of the week.
Oh, nice.
Even though it is slightly too long.
Oh, good. No, it looks great.
It's a great bomber.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for the length of it. But I want to go shopping with you. I want to be part of this galvanizing you.
Yes.
Do y'all know that this year, next year, I'm finally going to do laser hair removal?
Oh, where?
Really?
Whole legs.
Yeah, you
I'm
got
so
to.
I'm so sick.
I did it in my vagina for a while.
You did the whole vagina? Back.
Yeah, under my ass. It's excellent.
Yeah, I could go.
I want to get my asshole
I've
laser.
I've never done it. Does it hurt?
Sure, but not much.
Yeah.
I want to get my asshole laser, but I feel bad for the people doing it.
Like, but it's not prohibitively painful. Yeah. So it's like, come on.
Get your hole lasered.
I'm just saying, like, can you wax your ass? You probably can. It's fine.
Wax your ass. No, that's our last bit of our last segment. Are you mad at me?
Not at all.
Oh, good.
Are you mad at me?
Not at all. But are you mad at me?
No.
I made a comment about food that I
oh, no, I don't care. No, I just, I have seen online people. Yes. There was a thread that someone made that they were like worried about me.
You can't look at that.
I know, but then they deleted it.
Yeah, and he's also, you know what? It is the kind of thing that makes him think.
Yes.
If we're talking about this. And when you're in the middle of thinking about a process,
yeah,
it's hard to be talking about it immediately.
Yeah. I'm also doing well, like, with that stuff.
I understand, but we could do, you know what? I can still feel the pressure that you put on yourself.
Yes.
It's unreal because you're a 10. So it's like, but that's what keeps people. It's like when I look at Gabby and Gabby's like literally a 12 and she's like giving me, she has
I'm
anything
10,
going
Gabby's
wrong.
12.
I said, it's just, I said, Gabby's more than you. You understand?
From my perspective.
That
makes sense.
Right? You can't be
Gabby. I wanted to be sure
but
I was more than
she's two more than me?
Yeah, she is.
She's a beautiful tall.
And I could have said 14, but I didn't want to hurt you.
Hey, thank you. You can make her a 14. Just make me a 13 then.
I would have left you at a 10.
It's bad luck to be a 13.
Yeah. Yeah. There is no 13.
But it's like, I think sometimes she must have a mental illness to be into somebody like me because no. she's obviously, so no. to me, it's like, oh, everybody would be into her, but it's like, it's her, this type of thinking that keeps her thinking that we're a match.
No.
But do you get in your head about that?
I think it's just a miracle and amazing, but I'm like, thank God for her mental illnesses that keep her with me. I'm also grateful. Like if she's not, you know, 100, like I'm like, wow.
Yeah. I can overthink if I'm with someone who I feel like is conventionally more attractive than me.
No, I think there's like, I'm definitely, I do something for like 5 people on the planet.
Yeah,
so I don't think that's true. I think you do think for a lot more
people. Well, yeah. Thank you.
I've got to find my 5.
My 30.
My 8. Yeah. My top 8.
I know. It's just hard. Sometimes when you talk about it, I'm just like, I just want you to not have to think about all that.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I think that's what you're saying too.
And you can, yeah. And
honestly,
we will get there.
It doesn't have to be like.
I know.
But it's what keeps him humble and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because like, meanwhile, you think all these people are here when we're thinking you're here.
I know. No, I do think I'm there.
There's many people.
But then Gabby's.
You know, compared to some of the people we talked about, many people who see
this.
They're here.
Yeah, but those people are doing well.
No, what is well? But you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm doing well.
Look at you.
Okay. Yeah. And you're doing well for a lot less.
Remind me to tell you something after this.
Okay.
And that's our show. Thank you so much, Robbie Hoffman.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what I always think
you guys
about?
Didn't say if you were mad at me.
Oh, we're not. Oh,
okay.
No, could never be. Okay. I thought that was implied. Hey,
bitch. Seek Treatment is a production of HeadGum Studios. Our associate producer is Ali Khan. Our producer is Tevi Kaunitz. Our executive producer is Emma Foley. The show is edited, mixed, and mastered by Rochelle Chen. The show art is created by Carly Jean Andrews.
Subscribe and check out new episodes on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love.
If you just can't take a hint, we'll seek treatment. With Kat and Pat.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.